happened at the end of practice there was punishment or a bag skate. What do you call it?
Oh, I wasn't even close to a bag skate. Nobody puked. No, I mean, if we'd spent another 20 minutes at her. Back-to-back practices early in the year, it won't happen later in the year. Your conditioning is something that you want to maintain and improve on. So they had a hard 10-day start, and then the games caught up to us a little bit in exhibition, so you don't grind them quite as hard when the hip flexors start to go. But we were pretty strong after that game in terms of injuries. So it was only a hard skate the whole practice if the players worked hard at it, and they did. So there was real good intensity, which by the end of practice and at the end of the skate that we had, it should have had them bent over a little bit, and it did. But nobody. It truly wasn't a bag skate in that sense.
That said, what was your message to them today?
It's a certain mentality at 2-0 that causes the game to get away from us instead of being settled. You know, that we were right, and you're on the power play, so it's a little easier to play well defensively when you're on the power play and doing good things, but we got off that and got quiet and stopped communicating on the ice. So defensively, we just had way too many breakdowns. It's at the end of the day, you can outchance the other team, but if you don't need to give them their chances, you shouldn't. And we gave them too many.
Laine described it as an embarrassing feat in the home opener. What kind of emotions do you go through on the bench as a coach?
Well, it's not going to be on the front of the brochure, that's for sure. Come watch the Jets play. So that one hurts a little, but I got more confidence. I'm not trying to sell it to you. I got beat 7-2, so you're not bragging about it. But I got a fair amount of confidence in us being a better team than the score said we were. I'm not trying to say we were right there. We gave up too many to be right there in any game. But there was enough good in the game that we know that should be our foundation.
So did you see the response you needed to see at practice today? And if so, what was
that?
Yeah,
focus was there, worked hard, competed in some of the areas that we got to get a whole lot better at. So it was good.
Paul, I'm not sure what the stats bear out, but is there some advantage to maybe starting on the road? I know last night, like 3 out of 4 games, the road team won. Like you maybe have been on record in the past saying you'd like to actually start on the road.
Don't mind the first one on the road, sure. You know, it's kind of like that first game after Christmas. You don't mind that being on the road either. But we'll get it to this. So there you go. I said it. We're playing on the road now for the next 3, so we'll get what we want.
And so going on the road now, just to extend that, but that could be a positive. I mean, you're probably going to face 3 pretty good opponents here.
Our first month is teams that made the playoffs or teams that think they're right there. So we're going to get right into the teeth of it. The style of game that we have to play, that any team has to play to be successful, sometimes is easier to convince them to play or be comfortable to play on the road. You're not worried about the shot clock and you don't feel like you have to have the lead halfway through the warm-up.
And with a young, skilled team like you have, is last night and the score maybe getting out of hand a product of once you got down, a few guys maybe get away from all the right things and almost panic a little bit?
I don't think it's got anything to do with age. I really don't. I think it's a good bunch of men and they want to win, so they apply their skill set to that out of proper context, right? So it's 1-0 and we're sleeping on a face-off. It's 2-0 and we're blowing the zone. And that's just, do they care? For sure, but they're gonna get it back in the next 2 shifts and you're down 4-0 before you know it. And that's just the way this league is. So there wasn't a specific area. It was goals coming off a range of areas that the mentality is where we got ourselves in trouble. They were a whole lot tougher in front of their net than we were in front of ours.
And then 2 real quick ones for me, but Matt Hendricks, I guess, would be eligible now, retroactive to come off. Is any update on him? Could he be a player on the road trip?
Well, he's going to come on the road. If we would be, it would be Van at the earliest. And I don't have an answer whether he's going to be available for that.
And should we read anything into Nick Patana? He seemed to be working on a regular line there, and Dano, the extra skater. So might that be a change?
That might be.
Would that be power play related, potentially?
No, our power play was real good last night. And we put up 16 eight chances on the power play. That was the piece of the game, the one place that the mentality stayed right. Because usually you go 2 or 3 and you don't score on the power play, and your 5-on-5 games goes to dirt. The rest of your power plays don't look right. And I thought we held that straight through. I thought we were we were on it on the power play, and it looked right for the most part. And in the end, we had a few shots that we shouldn't have taken that ended up going around the glass and out. But our power play was right straight through.
You mentioned net front presence. How do you improve that on both sides of the ice?
Well, you only have to work one end to do it, because if you're working on offense and you're working on defense at the same time, so you saw, would have seen today that three or four of those drills had that component right to the front. We got to get to the net harder, and certainly we got to do a better job of identifying who we've got and being in better body position. Goal number seven is a pretty good example of it.
You mentioned the best check you threw last night was on your own goalie. Yeah, a bit tongue-in-cheek, maybe, but you mean that you
want... No, Buff had a real nice one. We had some good hits. We had some guys hitting when they shouldn't have been hitting. They were, you know, they're either getting barked at on the bench to finish some of their routes. But, no, we did a nice job of pile-driving Nace on the first goal, yeah.
Yeah, but do you want more hitting from your team, is that what you're saying?
And only in the right spots. Right. You chase them around, that makes no sense, and... But if you're where you're supposed to be and you can make contact, you got to finish, guys.
No, but that swap Ehlers and Pro in practice thing, it's something you want to look at.
Swapped it in the game last night. Didn't love all the performances last night. So we're not sitting and waiting 3 weeks. Got to get it going.
That's just it. You want to nip this in the bud, I guess, right? This isn't...
No, I told him today, we'll deal with this every day all year. But because this franchise doesn't move forward until it can defend. You can put all the talent in the world on the ice, and you're not winning a damn thing until you got a real good comfort level to defend.